Welcome to a new episode of The Taco. I'm your host, Joseph, and with me, co-host John,
The host in disguise,
the
as
guy that
always,
normally sits at the other side of
which I used the other side once, and you now stole that.
Okay. Yeah. Co-host John, main host Joseph. And today we have a guest, our second female guest on the show. We had to, make things a little bit different. It's been a lot of guy guests on,
Second at least, it's not the sausage fest anymore.
It's a normal
We
party.
are free now.
All right, so we'll be conducting an interview to know what she's like, what she watches, and what she likes, and hopefully you'll be able to debunk some very, very crappy JJK takes.
Okay, wait, why is JJK slapping into this now?
I'm joking. All right, chill and take the stage. How are you doing?
Hi everyone. To everyone that's listening, that's you. I'm okay. I'm fine.
All right.
How are
I
you
was out.
guys?
We're good. We're good. Surviving
We are
in
chilling.
ABJ under the sun. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but we're managing. We're
We are
managing.
cooking. We are constantly cooking, that's what.
That's true. That's true. How's Lagos?
Oh, Lagos is Lagosing. It doesn't stop Lagosing. That's all I
That's
can say.
a lot of weight there.
Usual, usual, usual.
Well, anyway, Sham, that's that. Let's start with the first question. What's your favorite anime? You can give us like top three, the one that stuck out, or just top three, anyone.
Okay, so for me, I don't have tops like that because
Okay, the one
I
that
watch
stuck out to you.
something. Okay. The ones that I really like, and we can change another time when someone asks me that question. But also, I really like ReZero. Do you just want movies? Can I have movies or series, or it should
Anything at
just be
this
one?
point.
Okay. Okay, so ReZero. Let me see. I like Sword of Stranger and Parasites, the Maxim.
Hey, that's pretty solid,
That's a
actually.
very good lineup there. One that stuck out to me is that Sword of a Stranger. I've never heard or more people say anything about that
Not much people
anime.
really talk about it, actually.
Yeah, because it's a movie.
True. Are you a new gen anime watcher?
I
Please
don't
no,
think
please
so.
no, please no. Yes.
I've been
I knew
watching
it.
anime since I think 2011 or so.
That's pretty far. That's good. That's
Is
very
that
good.
old gen? I think that's me around the mid side.
Which is like the demarcation between old and 2010, 11,
Actually, that
1,
was demarcation.
0.
Let's just it's old, yeah,
Yes.
old gen.
New gen should be like
Yes.
2020, right? Or like
2020 is
2019,
too
I think.
close. Let's give them 2019.
Okay,
COVID.
And
yeah,
you said them.
2019.
Those guys deserve their own category on everything, actually. They're too energetic with everything.
Actually.
Take so everything, man.
Yeah,
Sometimes.
I actually saw a question on Twitter. I just can't find anymore. And they put some new gen main characters, and they're like, "Well, who is the best new gen character?" Yeah, and someone tweeted it, and I was like, "Finally, it's a tweet with actual new gen characters," and I was just laughing.
Wait, what are the characters there?
I saw Denji, I saw Sakamoto, I saw I just can't find it anymore. Sakamoto
Okay.
was there. I think this character from Dan Dada.
The female or the male?
I can't remember. Okay, let me see. Okay, so yeah, this babe from UU. Furian. The guy from Blue Lock. There are some characters
Okay.
I don't know. There's the main character from what do they pronounce that?
Shangri-La
The
or
one.
whatever that is.
Yeah, I've not been able to watch it, so I don't know how to pronounce it
Not,
yet.
I haven't watched it either.
There's some characters I actually do not know because I've not started them. But I recognize their faces, I just don't even know the name of the series. But yeah.
Seeing as you're watching a decent amount. Sure. Seeing as you're watching a decent amount of new gen stuff, which new gen content do you prefer, manga or anime?
I actually can't say because I don't really vibe with the new gen, old gen stuff. Like, what I mean by that is, for example, someone tagged me one time, I was like, what's your favorite new gen something? I can't remember the question anymore. And I meant to put Parasite to Maxim, and they're like, that's not new gen show. And I'm like, you guys cannot kill me. I don't.
The anime is anime.
That is simple.
You can't judge one's taste. I consider what is new gen.
I can't really say because I started working really hard last year. I literally, the way I watch things, the way I read things, I've massively reduced. Like the last series I actually followed consistently was Spy X Family, and that has ended months ago. And I don't think I've watched
it. Has ended.
No, yeah, I mean anime wise.
Oh, okay, anime.
No, not the manga, yeah. But okay, to say, let me see if I can answer it better. I can't say. Okay, for what? Me, reading. Ask the question. Ask the question you want to ask.
Well, let me put this in just one medium. Manga. Since I'm sure you've read more than watched since there's less time in reading and watching. So in manga now, you've most likely read Spy X Family. Chainsaw Man, I believe you have. You have. Then do you read JJK? I don't see your song.
No.
Okay. What else that's kind of new have you read? Besides Spike's family.
Sakamoto.
Yes. Nice. That's good.
I started Dan, but I dropped it. Yeah, it's funny to pronounce sometimes. I can't remember. It felt too convoluted, like too much was going on. It was giving me, it's like I'm reading something too fast. So I took a break. It's not like I actually stopped reading it too. Not continue, but I took a break and I've not gone back. But yeah, I saw the trailer today for the anime, so I'll try to read one of the things.
That's true. Okay, Dan. Anything else?
Which other thing can you call it? I was following this series from this author that wrote. I don't know if you guys followed.
We probably know them.
Do you know this author called Tanzan Pai? I forgot the name of the first series. Okay, yes. Takopi's original.
I don't think I've heard of that before.
This is the first time I'm hearing that.
Are you serious? Please go and read it. It's apparently really lovely.
What's it about?
I hope there's no BL type shit going on right there.
There's no romance. There's nothing like that. Basically, it's about an alien, a cute one, by the way, very cute one, that came to Earth and it met this girl that had a very shitty life, and he tried to stop her from killing herself. So it kept on going back in time until obviously things couldn't improve, right? And it kind of made a mess of things. So yeah, that's basically I don't want to spoil by mistake, that's it.
So it's a bit of a zero.
So it was no, I'm hearing Parasite with a hint of Steins Gate here,
and it's zero.
Well,
somebody's suffering, so yes,
so Steins Gate, so someone is suffering.
I think Steins Gate and ReZero is a better word because there's no taking control like Parasite. There's no none
but,
of that.
But then again, there's the alien.
Yeah, true. But it's just one in this case, like just one alien, not
Well, the
more than
alien
one.
didn't bring his friends. He was a loner. The alien in this situation is a loner.
Yeah. I can look at it that way, yeah.
Yes,
sure.
You can.
So more of Steins Gate and less of Parasite.
It's a double of Parasite.
One alien for Parasite and everything from Steins Gate, besides the scientists.
Yes, I don't think he has enough God to say something of ReZero, because was it like dying death and
she was trying to kill herself.
Yeah,
that's despair.
It's actually a dark story. Yeah, I'm just trying to not spoil it, but it's really, really good. So then the author now went to make another series, the Inosuke Family Deadly Sin.
Oh,
but that,
yes,
and that's,
I have read
yes,
that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
okay, yeah.
Yes.
That scene is freaking good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, for me that's read both series, I think the first one, the Kopi's original scene, is far better than the Inosuke's Family Deadly Sin.
Is it
that
longer?
That's good. No, it's very short. It's not even that. It's just 8 chapters, I think.
Well, so that means he just makes short manga.
One shot.
No, it's not a one shot. You can't call it a one shot. It's not one volume. It's like a couple of chapters when you're done.
Yeah, and I think he even got awards for the first one because it was that good.
Might check it out.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Eight chapters won an award. God damn, that is something to do.
Eight chapters won an award. JJK doesn't want one. All right. So out of all these ones now, which one's the one you say is stuck to you the most or deserves to be adapted? Most of them are not adapted now. Yeah, most of what you've mentioned aren't adapted.
Really? Oh.
I don't think so.
Well, for me, I wouldn't say deserve because it's going to happen. I mean, if Look Back from Fujimoto could get an adaptation and this series I just mentioned, you know, I'm not sure it got awards, but I saw something like that, so I can't say it did get an award. Probably it got nominated, so I can't say it won, or maybe even got nominated, because that would just be news I saw and just passed through, so I can't say, but I think it did, right? So if a series like Fujimoto's Look Back that got awards, that got a lot of people talking, could get his own movie, then definitely I see this happening. If people talk about it more, maybe, I can't say. And it probably did well in Japan, because I really can't, I don't know if it did very well in Japan, but I think it did for it to possibly have gotten awards. Then, but outside of that, because I feel like it will one day, hopefully, because I would love to see that on screen, I think Sakamoto Days. Guys, anytime I read that manga, I just want to see it and watch, right? It's going to give me back feelings from season 2 of Demon Slayer. I remember watching Demon Slayer towards the end of the Entertainment District arc. And guy, the high. Because there's a way action is shown on screen that you just love. And sometimes it's not just action, it's the choreography. Right, it's
exactly
the way the characters move, right? I think that's even one of the reasons why a lot of people like what happened in season 2, because it wasn't just things we see, it was the movement also. So I would really love to see Sakamoto Days get its own adaptation, especially now seeing Danda, you know. I want to see that.
That's
Danda, that's it.
Danda, yeah, sorry. I used to not pronounce it, but
too many things on your mind back in the days. So yeah, Sakamoto Days,
when it was just getting traction, so yeah.
Well, actually, on a side note though, when the cost of an adaptation comes with a cost, an adaptation always comes
definitely
with the cost of the fan base always attacking it, or whether it's doing good or bad.
That's true. One thing, Sakamoto Days, I feel like Sakamoto Days if Sakamoto Days actually gets adapted, there's a tendency for most of the JJK fans to switch over. And that's a lot of things to put in mind, because that's just going to spoil everything now.
Yes.
Seeing as JJK has no plots and just action, Sakamoto Days is around the same genre. They don't really have like a strong plot, but at least they have story going on compared to JJK. So it's more easier for JJK fans.
Sakamoto Days has a plot.
A lot of people on Twitter anyway.
To tell people disagree with anything.
They sell you everything, guy.
Sakamoto Days has plot.
He has plot
compared to JJK.
Yeah, because Sakamoto Days, the plot is to find the person who put the bounty on Sakamoto.
Yes, but they found him later on.
That's the plot. That's where the story is headed to. And I think they reached that point, and that's the.
Now it's all about them trying to defeat Slur and the people he brought, those extra guys. And so far, I have been beating them, so. But I'm just saying, it's going to be an easy transition for them to just jump from JJK to the next best action anime out there. For them to, you know.
Exactly. Just,
what do you call it? Go off fanboy about it.
And start doing jump on the hype train, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
What if I told you that. Yeah, it's too late for you to consider that, because it's already happening and it will happen.
It's going to happen.
I've seen what's that guy that can read minds? I've seen them shipping him already with Naoma.
They are already shipping people. Oh my
God. Yes, definitely. It's just that obviously compared to what the anime like the crowd anime would bring. It's not definitely happening, and I've seen some JJK JJK accounts, especially ones that have large fan bases, talk about the series. Some of them even have characters from Sakamoto Days as their editors, right? So, or their profile picture. So, it's definitely going to happen. The most important thing is the leaking. I don't think I ate. I just dislike it when it gets too much. So I would be very annoyed if that culture gets brought into Sakamoto Days. Because Sakamoto Days, I think, is shorter than JJK, right? And
yeah,
I don't know that there's nothing to leak there. Because both series, I think they both come out on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing I think that will massively annoy me. Or the nonsense that is going on with too much talk that I used to see people joke about DG being a misogynist, but I'm actually seeing serious tweets these days, like people being extremely serious. Like, you know how probably the author of Naruto just started as a joke, but now it's actually a known fact people rather carry on their head. I think that's what's happening to JJK too, like from a joke to being actual talk, to being something that will follow the series and the author for a very long time. So I'm just hoping that doesn't happen again, because I've seen people actually criticize Sakamoto Days for not having enough female characters or not having that much spotlight for their female characters. Those are the two things I'll not look forward to.
It was so fun back in the days, you know, just watching anime or reading manga just for three of it. Like Sakamoto Days now, you're just coming in just to watch a good fight between skilled assassins here and there. But no, we bring in misogyny, we bring in female character representation.
People who just come and analyze the entire thing and just start giving you stupid analysis that just don't make any sense. Like, just not asked for.
It's just tiring.
And some of them are really good, because when I was reading Chainsaw Man, there are some things I didn't particularly see. I didn't really think about it too much until I came across the video on YouTube. And I watched it and I was like, wow, this is actually really cool. It gives a lot of insights to the characters and the plot and so many things. And I really liked it watching it. But yeah, there's definitely a thing of too much. Where,
Okay. Now back to the main question, actually. We're trying to find out what's what manga was stuck out to you first, like before we actually talk about your favorite manga, which is probably Berserk. I've done my research. So what's new gen manga has got your full on concentration currently?
I don't read manga also much as I used to. I'm reading now a novel. Novels. That's what I read.
Spy Family.
I think Sakamoto. That's one I would say. No, I enjoy Sakamoto in a way where I like leaving gap. So if I will leave it for, I know Sakamoto is weekly, so I leave it for like 2 months. So when I come back, I'm reading 8 chapters.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Except if you get spoiled on Twitter, Sha. I hate that.
I've never seen. Why I'm glad it doesn't. It hardly leaks. So.
It doesn't leak.
Can't spoil. I've seen some spoilers, but they weren't disturbing in a way that would make me be like, oh my god, you guys just ruined my day. It's mostly IP me to go and check the chapter out. Like, for example, I saw the one with, I forgot the name of the character, the one with the gun, fighting the invisible guy, the other guy with the gun, that is also part of the top assassin.
Okay, that's the sniper.
Exactly. I saw it spread. I'm like, let me go back and continue.
The hype is real.
I loved it. Exactly. But if it's a spoiler that, if it was until I read the Sakamoto Days myself that I got to know about that spoiler, about that, that one of the people that were with them in school, that was in the group with Sakamoto and Yoma, that I've forgotten her name, the one with the slow spoiler, let me just say it like that. So it's all good for now. Have I answered your question?
Yeah, I think you chose Spy Family, but you also like Sakamoto Days on the weekends. That's the style.
Yeah.
Alright, so what's
I've not gotten into the new one. That one that starts with K.
What's that?
The one that starts with K, that also has a sword and has a scar on his face. That people started as a meme, then became
Kagurabuchi.
Yes.
It's actually good, actually. Surprisingly, it's been good so far.
I don't feel like it's supposed to be surprising.
But what was the word? He's still building up to something. It's right now, currently, it has good fights and a small power system going on there with swords and, you know, Demon Slayer vibes. So far, so good. Let's just see what he's cooking for us. Not enough chapters are out yet for everyone to be like, he has bad plot or something. It's still running strong. I think so far it's just like 10 chapters are out.
10?
Yeah, it's not too far. It releases weekly.
There should be more than 10 at this point.
It's not. Okay, I can't remember. I think the last time I read, the last time I read should be up to 10. Not sure about now, sure. But yeah, try getting to it if you have time, sure. Your favorite manga currently for new gens, Spy Family. So if you want to cast like all the mangas you've read so far now, if you want to choose one that has the most impact, which one you choose? I'm having a feeling it's Berserk, because I've seen you defend Berserk with your life on the timeline.
Oh my god,
so much Kasaka defense, so much God's defense. I'm just watching, I'm like, damn,
this is a very passionate human being.
Someone that loves Berserk as much as me.
Oh my god. What was the question again? Sorry.
Well, I okay. The question is, what's your favorite manga of all time? While me, I'm thinking it's bizarre.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. This is a very serious question. Let me see. Okay. You know what? I'll do a top five. No, it's not.
Okay. Sure, top five. You can tell me why they are there or why you like them.
I'm pretty sure I'm butchering the pronunciation.
Well, what did you say?
I said I'm pretty sure I'm butchering the pronunciation for the manga. You Are My Pets, Kimiwa Pets, but I butchered the author's name. Mm. So what I'm saying is I'm going to list five, right?
Okay, that's
good. And I'm going to give a brief summary on why I'm mentioning them. Then, okay, that's one, right? Then there is Dead Man Wonderland, right? So the first one is romance. This is okay. Also action shonen. I think I read Dead Man Wonderland.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Yep.
Then which other one? There's Claymore.
Oh, yes, Claymore. Mm. Claymore. I should have known.
There's The Bride's Story. By Karo Mori. Yeah. Then there's Berserk. Of course, it has to be.
Why is it so low? I expected
it to be high. No, save the best for last.
Oh my god. I have a lot. Yeah, Sha. There's Dorohedoro too. But actually, Dorohedoro is not even meant to be here because I didn't really enjoy the ending. But I love the manga so much that I couldn't say it's not one of my favorites. But yeah, I think you could actually call Berserk what my favorite actually. Because
yes.
Yeah, I think you can call it that. So do you have any questions in regards to that?
I don't know. What's I'm looking for something I saw before. What's your take on Berserk, like when they say it's how will I put the question now? Let's see.
Okay, how do you feel when they say someone like Boruto suffered more than gods? I saw that once on Twitter. Oh. I was like, why the hell?
First of all, that's not possible.
I don't know. I don't see the point of suffering questions or Olympics, because you can't quantify suffering, right? Because to be honest, if you actually try to dip it, it's very possible Boruto really has suffered, because you can't quantify suffering, right? Because if we start listing Boruto's loss, it's not that far measurable than God's suffering. And you want to do God, you want to say, okay, Boruto can't suffer more than God, but can't you then say that Kasa suffered more than God? Because unlike God, at least, that lost his arm and all of those things, okay, God multiple times, okay, God lost his arm. That's not really lost their mind, right? Okay, she's the one that had a child taken from her. She didn't even know she had a child. Child got corrupted. Now there's a high possibility they can't even own the child because that child is linked with what's that evil man's name? Griffiths.
Have you read that chapter where the child, it looks like I said the child turned into Griffith?
Yes.
Something like that. Turned it to? Because that chapter confuses me today. I'm still trying to understand what's going on. Did he turn into Griffith or somehow something happened and Griffith appeared?
Okay, so there are very excellent channels on YouTube that can say that very well, that would explain it very well with good English, that will make it very clear. But I would say yes, because right now the world of Balzac is merging with the spiritual, or what do they call the fairy world and all of those things, or where what's that thing with the eyes came from, right? So the world is becoming spiritual, right? Especially when that great tree got opened up by Griffiths, right? So yes, I would say because it's now spiritual, so from what I understood from that chapter, right, from a certain time to a certain time, especially I think depending on the full moon, the child can be itself, right? But once it's past a certain time, it goes back to Griffith. Now, what I'm not sure is that was Griffith ever aware that there was another entity linked to him? Or once he came to himself, was that now how he now took opportunity to take Casa when he did, when the child disappeared and he took appearance? So yeah, I hope that it could answer.
It's a very roundabout answer, but, but I get something from
more,
it.
More like an analogy.
So I'll send you a link. Someone explained it beautifully. It's just been, I think it's been a year or more since I listened to that.
Okay. So, about Demon Slayer, what are your thoughts?
Just a random question which we brewed up in the heat of the moment.
No reason at all.
Okay.
There's been a lot of heat on Twitter about Demon Slayer being only carried by its animation, but not its story.
So, does Demon Slayer actually have a story? Is the main question right now.
Definitely, it has one of the best. I would say it has one of the best story on Jump, on the magazine where it was serialized.
Wait, what?
When I say one of the best stories, I'm not taking it all the way to the beginning of the magazine or something like that. I'm just saying, if you want to, anytime people compare it to other series, probably around the same time they both came out, I'll say yes, it has a better story. So story in this case could be plot. It has a firmer story, it's firmer plot than most others. That's not to say it's better, by the way.
You have a comparison, like something else to compare to say that it has a better story.
No. I'm just meaning it in the sense that, okay, so for example, what you were talking about Sakamoto Days, right? You said we know that Sakamoto Days is just about him finding the person that puts the ransom
bounty on his head,
right?
And slow, basically.
Yes. So, and now because he knows the person, he's trying to stop the person because he knows that they have something planned that's obviously not good, right? And since it's an action series, mostly, and the story is like, it's not silent about that. It's very straightforward, right?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so that's what I mean, because if you see Demon Slayer, it's about a boy that is trying to save his sister from being a demon, you know, before she actually becomes a full one, because Nezuko is a demon, but she isn't yet a full one because she has not tasted her blood yet, she has not eaten anyone, so she has not lost herself, and if there's still a very high chance of her being saved, right? But when you combine it, how does she become a demon? Who is going to help him do that? What were the options he had? Was there anything that ever almost stopped him from doing that? There's a lot of build up to that goal. That's what I mean. You get what I'm saying now?
Yeah, I get. There's a lot of things behind the usual action we're seeing on screen. All people are just looking at the animation and like it's carried by the animation. Though you thought they were doing a good job, though.
Yeah. But I was even looking at the manga in that book.
The manga stuff. How was it when I read that? It wasn't so... It didn't stand out to me, though. The story for Demon Slayer. I feel like I've read a lot of things that are good, so... When it came to when I read Demon Slayer, or... I think... Yeah, when I read Demon Slayer, it was just a straight story. It didn't have all this... It didn't have, like, a sudden plot twist.
Yeah.
Beside Nezuko becoming a mirror under the sunlight and that thing that happened at the end of Demon Slayer that we're not going to spoil for now.
Yeah, so Demon Slayer is... Everybody knows it's not complicated. It's very simple.
Yeah, I think... And so that's why probably most people think it's carried by plot... I mean, animation.
That's true. Because for me, okay, for example, I can't remember the year it was, but I was on Twitter then, and not the same account I'm using now, but like three different accounts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was on Twitter, what year? I can't remember what year. I was still in school. And I saw someone, there's one account, I don't know if it's still popular now, I don't think so. There's a lot of anime accounts now that because of COVID, everybody's like watching anime more and everything.
New gen.
So yeah. There are people who be comparing series like Dragon Ball and saying JJK has more traction, has more impact than exactly. Dragon Ball.
Has more influence.
Yes, exactly. And you're like, what are you people saying? So things like that. But it was that year. And someone came and he was like, you guys should check out these three series. Hell's Paradise, AJK, and what's the other one? And
that should be all now.
They were going on around the same time. And I read the first, I was like, okay, I like this account, I'm gonna check this out. And I checked out Hell's Paradise. It was okay. I was like, okay, I'll come back to this. I checked out JJK and I'm like, what's going on? Okay, what's
confusion.
I was like, what? It took me people saying JJK is so nice. JJK is so nice to actually watch the anime. And now I just put the manga in high regard. Because the first time I read it, when it was not that far, I think it was just entering the 20th chapter or so, or maybe it had not even gone that far. I was like, this is not different. So what you're saying about Demon Slayer is how I saw JJK, basically. I'm like, this is not so different from what I've watched, what I've read so many times. Like, what exactly makes this different? Then I went to Change Someone, and I'm like, wow. Oh my God. Now this is the hype I'm supposed to be seeing. Don't
forget other series. So what you're trying to say now, in hindsight, is you prefer Chainsaw Man to JJK?
At that point, yes. But with the new part 2, I can't really think, because I've not followed JJK like that. So
Are you current in the part 2?
Yes. But I've not read at least, I think, 4 chapters.
Okay. There's a lot of things that develop currently, so... I feel like things are about to get into the interesting side of part 2, yeah? But yeah.
The iPad part 1 had, I don't know, it's finished really tricky, but even if it finishes really well, I don't think the sound is superior or even equal when you have to.
No, okay. Oh, but sorry, your voice is a bit low, so I don't know, earpiece or whatever. Or is it network? MTN, please.
MTN.
Why?
Everywhere you go, except where you go.
That's true.
Yeah, this is it for the end.
Ah, goodness, MTN, why?
MTN, you.
When things were about to get sauce, we're about to get deep into Demon Slayer, more than what we have talked about a bit. Can Tanjiro realistically survive every single attack that have been thrown at him in the real world?
I don't think so.
Can I hear you? Okay, now you can hear me. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, but it's breaking. I don't know why.
Okay.
You were about to say something about Demon Slayer.
I just heard what you guys said. You guys should see. That's the thing about. People, I don't know what to say because I'm trying to watch my words.
Don't say what you have to say. No one is attacking you.
We say way worse things on this podcast. Well,
I've said way worse things to trigger anyone at this point.
JJK fans.
One issue I have with people that slander, and it's happening to JJK now, so I'm thinking it's going to become a popular thing, right?
Yeah.
It's because I see it happening to JJK. But it's not as bad as people say, yeah, definitely. But it's gradually happening to JJK too. Is that a lot of people will see a story they don't like and they just remove their logic and just try to slander it for no reason. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's basically the whole of Twitter when it comes to rating an anime.
Yep.
Yeah. For example, yesterday, I'm sorry what you just said. Someone came and said, who has the best plot armor in anime? And he put people like Luffy, Ichigo, I think they put Sukuna there. But
Sukuna, yes. Sukuna is supposed to be there.
It's Ichigo, for God's sake.
Okay, that was meant to be Sukuna, right? I saw some people doing Tanjiro will break his legs. But yeah, if you actually are interested in the story, you realize that it makes sense because that is the power system. The breathing technique gives them the way they breathe. That's literally why Tanjiro had to literally learn before he could go and start killing demons. When he left the spider, after the spider arc, and he went back to the mansion where Shinobi was, when she taught him total concentration on breathing, right? Literally, that is the power system. The power system gives them an advantage compared to other sorry, players. It's literally why I'm pronouncing it wrong. That's why he became like he. Because if you actually read the manga, you see that yes, there were people trying to kill demons, right? But when he taught them breathing techniques, they got better. They could kill them better, and that's when we now had the derivations. So things like water, I think fire should be one of them. Flower and all of those things, right? So the breathing techniques are meant to be an advantage. And one of my replies to someone was like, we literally saw Tengen fight with his arm cut, poisoned. Why do you think he was able to fight like that? We literally saw Rengoku stay alive after still being hit, like having a hole in his chest for a few minutes, right? And if you go back to Mugen Train arc, right? When Tanjiro was injured, he almost even killed himself, suicide, when he was trying to get out of the trance that demon was putting him into. You know, he got injured, right? And we saw Rengoku telling him, okay, breathe like this, breathe like this, it will help you close your nerves, it will help you close the injury. And yet, that's what I'm trying to say, that it just really irritates me because if you actually care about this thing, or at least try to be honest, you realize
reasonable,
that it's,
yes,
it's reasonable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even it goes on, as much as it is annoying and true that it has the most plot, it's still in regards logical to his story. But yes, for fun, just banter, and to, with a little bit of honesty, truly, there's a lot of you know, people are saying things like, you know, Ichigo was meant to find Goku, that's
where
we'll find out that
like,
it's part
senior. That's true.
Well, but to defend Bleach in a way, they actually foreshadow some things. Actually, I saw this thread about a couple of foreshadowing of some things about Ichigo, about him being a Quincy, yeah, about your watch always being watching him and all those kind of things. Yeah. So I think who actually foreshadows some things, but just that, you know, we don't care. The guy has every single power in his world, and he's just, well, balling at this point.
OP.
But I think that's what people actually like when it comes to shonen, really. As much as people say about it carries shonen for a long time. I did know One Piece. Growing up, it was Naruto, Dragon Ball, Pokemon, Sailor Moon. I didn't hear a single thing about One Piece.
Wait, you watched Sailor Moon?
No, I didn't really watch it. But
Alright.
Growing up, I knew about it. I watched some episodes. Even in that one.
Inuyasha?
Inuyasha, yes.
Yeah.
I know about that one. So I didn't know One Piece until I entered in. But I knew Bleach, I think, from my second episode. In fact,
Did you try watching One Piece?
When I found out about it.
Where are you at?
I asked you, where?
Like One Piece.
No, I'm not answering your question. I'm asking if I tried to watch it when I found out about it.
Oh, yeah. Did you try to watch One Piece?
No. In fact, I used to tell a friend of mine, yes, it's good for that. You cannot make me watch One Piece with my head. By watching $1 or something.
I think that's just plain stubbornness at this point.
No, like confession. I've watched Naruto. I've not watched Bleach. I've not watched Dragon Ball. I've not watched One Piece. So I've not watched Naruto. That is how many episodes? I've watched that normal Naruto series, by the way. I've just not watched the other one.
Yeah,
I never actually followed it. I followed the movies. I think I followed like 3 movies because I liked it. Then Dragon Ball, I used to just watch that one randomly when I've actually never followed it directly.
I feel like there's a high majority of people that watch Dragon Ball that way.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway,
maybe. So. I think compared to the rest, it was the one that was all over TV the most, actually. Compared to the rest, I think it was on TV the most.
Yeah, that's why Dragon Ball is generational.
Exactly.
Well, it gave birth to basically everything right now. So
guys, seeing all the tweets, all the relations, knowing that the author was able to like impact in Final Fantasy, Sonic, Mario. Dragon Ball itself influencing One Piece author and Bleach, Hunter x Hunter. Ah, God, it was incredible.
Like, so many things.
Guys, so many. I was like, wow. And it's sad that he never got that accolade really when he was alive. It's really unfortunate. He did,
but it's not as well known as right now. Like his prime time was past when social media and everything came into stronger, more people, I'll just say it like that. So we don't know all the things.
I think it's just a social media thing. What I mean by that is people just knew him for Dragon Ball. I was just hearing of things like something trigger, a series, something trigger, a series that people actually love, so many things. Because when I used to see news about the author, not even Dragon Ball, especially when new series are coming out, there was one, I think Sandman, right? People were making fun of him that he only knows how to draw the same characters and everything. But you see the other things he did, like that Ariel and the other ones I just mentioned. And you see that this man actually knew how to draw that character. So what I mean by that was, when people tried to praise him or there were news about him outside of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball as a whole, was mostly mocked for it. So that's actually what I mean. Not that, because it's normal for people to not know, to be honest, it's very normal. But the fact that fans and people that were involved in the industry never really brought him up in a way that would make it.
So MCN did us dirty.
A lot of dirty work has been done in this episode. Ah,
the editing is going to be painful. But anyway, we've come to the end of the episode. Sheun, our guest, has been a real good guest, diving deep into a lot of stuff. Demon Slayer, JJK fans, and a lot of Twitter fans in general. You know,
JJK fans.
A lot of new gen stuff, actually. So, yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode. Make sure to follow us on X, IG, subscribe on the YouTube channel, check us out, you know, hit us up in case you want to have a fun conversation if we have time. And yeah, we'll see you on next week. Hopefully next MTN won't fuck us up in our other guest episode.
I have been pissed.
We have been pissed.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
Wow.
Ciao.
Be like, I say this is JJK fans' fault, okay?